Welcome back to Ravens Report. Wide receiver Torrey Smith has put up impressive numbers this season. 49 receptions, 855 yards, and 8 touchdown catches with one game left to add to those numbers. Wide receiver coach Jim Hostler sits down with our Kadri Ismail to break down the tape and find out what it is that makes Torrey Smith play like a Raven.
Welcome to this installment of Play Like a Raven. And we have Ravens wide receiver coach Jim Hostler joining us on the show. Now, the position of wide receivers, certainly there are a lot of nuances that makes up the position. But the biggest thing, I think, that separates some teams from others is the ability to make big plays. And you have a guy that can do that in Torrey Smith. Talk about that.
Yes, we do. It's part of our offense that we have been lacking the last few years. A guy that can take the top off the coverage, a guy that can take advantage of defenses giving us one-on-one matchups outside, and Torrey has provided that. Here we have just a normal situation, first and 10. We're in a two-back offense, a run formation for us, and a team is playing us for the run. This is a seven-man blocking pattern in an offensive running scheme. I mean, we got seven guys to block their seven. When they enter the eighth guy, he is an extra defender in the box, so he becomes somebody that cannot be blocked. And you have different ways to block him. You can use the receivers, you can run to him and leave that guy as the unblocked guy. But here, because there is an extra defender, we're going to take advantage of it and take our one-on-one matchup outside.
Right away, as a former receiver, I'm salivating because it is one-on-one coverage. He's off. Because of his speed, he quickly closed the gap between him and the defender, or basically, as we call it, closing the cushion, making him open up his hips. And if it's even, we're leaving, going by Torrey and his best corner.
Great point. And this is, again, a very young player, but almost textbook route. And we teach this route just as you have stated. We're going to run straight up on this guy, get on him as fast as we can. Once we get even to him, we're going to slide and separate and run by his near hip and stack him and keep the relationship as tight as we can to him and allow Joe to throw the ball over our outside shoulder so the ball is away from the defender at the end of the route.
Big plays, big opportunities going down the field. What other big plays has Torrey brought to the table as a wide receiver for this offense?
Well, the other thing is the ability to throw the ball over the top of the safety's heads, getting him matched on lesser defenders when he is being double covered. There are a lot of players that can play one-on-one in this league, but the ability to have a guy that can beat two defenders is huge. And here, this is after a turnover, which we grab momentum and then take a shot and take advantage of the momentum we've got with a touchdown that probably puts this game away.
Right away, he's a single receiver, two tight end formation, and based on the personnel, it looks like it's a run play.
And in the past, because of we didn't have this big play threat, this would probably be a run for us. We have an action pass, again, to take advantage of the run formation, and we're going to get Torrey up on the safety on a double move. And what this is an eight special, which is a double move post route, and he's converted it to a two deep safety look. So here's his ability to take a route, convert it, and execute it to perfection.
Excellent job of him getting up on the safety. Wow.
And widen them, stick them.
Creating great separation, and Joe obviously throwing it only where Torrey can go get it.
And him having the ability to run this ball down away from the angle he's on and extend and finish on the goal line.
So much goes into creating big plays. We looked at Torrey Smith, his ability to make adjustments on the fly, the ability to go up with strong hands to make plays. All of that says big play. All of that says playing like a Raven.
Staying on the offensive side of the ball, tight end Dennis Pitta has enjoyed a tremendous season. I want to take you back for a second to week 15. Pitta's 61-yard touchdown reception showed strength, speed, flexibility, and endurance. Takes a lot of work in the offseason to get ready for those kind of plays. And with Dennis Pitta, we show you a side of work that includes pretty strong play ethic, too.
Hey, it's Dennis Pitta here. It's off-season workout time. We're about to get started right now, hit the field and do a little running. We're just getting a little stretch in, trying to warm up before we run. They're doing an E2 Hollywood story on me right now. No big deal. Hey, can you guys act like you like me and like you respect me?
How you doing,
so. Just for one day, act like I'm part of the group. I don't know what we're doing. I didn't hear the directions. Hey, keep it PG. My show's PG around here. I'm trying to make sure they don't see me breathing. How many times are we going through it? I'm not tired.
Bow, bow, bow. Let's go, y'all. Work on three. 1, 2, 3.
Little warm-up exercise before we start. Some trap bar squats, which is where it really begins. Trying to make sure I do all my reps. I got 175 now. What is that? We need a 10? Thank you, Josh. Hey, just relax.
Move it up.
We'll lift. Just take a seat.
Workout's going pretty good.
Yeah, it's going really well. Thank you for asking.
Are you getting better? Everything's good?
Trying to.
The weight's all right?
Yeah, weights are really good.
This stuff right here really helps on your hamstrings.
Yeah, really good hamstring exercise. Really strengthened.
You want to catch some balls later?
Yeah, you know, we'll hang out like we always do, you know, because
okay, nice.
We're good friends.
Nice.
So I'll see you later.
I'll see you later.
All right. Hey, so you want to sit down today and plan that block party out?
No, dude. I'm not having a block party. Stop.
I'll do most of the legwork, but I'll throw your name on so people come. What's up, Mike? We're just hanging out again.
Yeah, what's up?
Just act like we talk all the time. I got to go a pendulum hip. Let me just fill my card out here. All right, guys, that's a wrap on today. You saw us running in the indoor facility here. Saw me getting after it in the weight room. Next time you see me, it'll be on the field. So we'll see you then.
Just ahead, we'll show you a wide receiver who does more than just try to catch Hail Marys.